Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome in to the Nate Darling Show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining Kareem, Jason, and myself. Gentlemen, ready to do the show?
Yeah.
Got a lot.
Sorry.
That's a lot.
Sorry about that.
Little too ready.
Yeah, I'm fucking ready.
Too ready. I haven't heard anybody that excited since Joe Tessitore was gargling Aaron Rodgers' balls the entire second half. He did it so hard, Aaron Rodgers needs to take a bye week to ice him down. Coming up on the show today, a man just got a $5 million jury award in Seattle because his boss is an asshole.
Awesome.
We have some news from the heartland that'll make you go, these people get to elect the president? And what happens when you have a fight involving a chainsaw and a lawnmower?
Ooh, I'm going to say...
And it's not in Florida.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Modesto?
No. Now, we'll get to all that. This weekend, God, what is it? Everything is flying by so quickly. We're doing our second anniversary ale, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. It's really one of those weird things where I'm like, what are we doing this weekend? I don't know.
See, oh, shit. Let's go make a wine. Let's go make a beer.
Well, that we had a plan for. I'm hoping my touch of a sore throat is just a little bit of the allergies and the cold air and all that stuff in the morning. Because I have a couple of other ideas of something we might do. But want to go see Bad Times at the El Royale. That movie looks good.
That's the movie that Milton was trying to remember today.
Yeah, it's set in a fictional hotel on the California-Nevada border, and John Hamm is in it, and a cast of thousands.
Well, it's like the Cal Neva, right? I mean, like, it's supposed, the idea was Cal Neva, but they just didn't, I mean, I know it's an interpretation of it. I mean, there's still a hotel in that location, but it's changed. It's no longer the Cal Neva, which was, like,
right,
known.
I don't know. This is a little bit more good and evil. Did you just unplug yourself?
No.
Of course he did.
Jason just unplugged his own headphones.
Well, at least he did himself this time instead of mine.
Right? I'm glad he didn't just yank the whole thing off.
Oh, no, I was direct with him.
Like Joe Tessitore did to Aaron Rodgers on Monday Night Football. Just yanked it right off. So stupid. God, we're getting close to the World Series here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And honestly, I haven't really been paying that close of attention. It's looking like Red Sox Brewers. Brewers.
Who doesn't want the Brewers to win?
You know, I'm down with the Brewers winning. They've never won the World Series, so there's that.
There's that.
Let's see. As we're recording this, Tuesday, game four is right, and they're tied. The Dodgers and Milwaukee are tied. And this is game four with Milwaukee leading 2-1. The Red Sox have taken a 2-1 lead as of, by the way, when you hear this, this will all be old news, so this is stupid.
It'll already be like
the Red Sox won game 3-8-2. So that was earlier on today against the defending World Series. So, we could get a whole new matchup or a rematch of last year in the World Series.
How exciting.
I haven't watched baseball a lot lately.
I would say this. Root for the Brewers.
Okay.
I mean, are you going to root for the Dodgers?
What else does Milwaukee have?
Well, they've got Aaron Rodgers' balls.
Do they, though?
I mean, I think they hang that far down.
Do they hang that far down?
That's how Joe Tessitore gets him in his mouth.
Oh, fucking guy.
the other thing that Milwaukee has is the Greek Freak. So they've got the Milwaukee Bucks.
Giannis.
The Greek Freak. By the way, Graham, I meant to ask you this. You went to, last week, you went to see the Utah Jazz play the Sacramento Kings. And as I was leaving work that evening, our sports guy, Jim Crandall, I was saying goodnight. He goes, look at this. And he points up at the screen. And it is, I see the score and it says Utah 45, Sacramento 10.
Yeah.
And this is literally what I did. Because I don't know what else to do. I don't know how else to take that information. Are you going to be mad? And then I thought, oh yeah, this is a game Kareem was going to.
So we showed up late.
Nobody was there.
It was already 45 to 10.
It was 34 to 9.
Oh, man.
At that point, when you walk in and it's 34 to 9, you look up and you see that, are you like, fuck.
Yeah.
You guys want to go play some video games at CoinOp?
And it was only half full anyway.
Right.
And they made a couple of runs, and then they would make a run, and then Utah would hit a couple of threes, and it would go back.
The Kings did win the third quarter.
Yeah. but the weird victories. The weird thing was the night before they beat somebody they should have lost to, and then the night after the next game they played Portland to the and lost by two.
Yeah, it's the preseason. Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Do you think, Kareem, if you had to guess, do you think the Kings will win more than 30 games?
No.
It's an 81 game season. How many do you think they will have?
I'm going to say 20 to 30, 25.
Okay.
Harry Giles is going to be a really great player.
Is he your pick for Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Harry, indeed.
And if he's not the Rookie of the Year, like next, because, okay, so he hasn't really played basketball, like, full on for like 3 years.
Right.
Or 4 years. Because he got...
So he's fresh.
Yeah. So, well, he's fresh, and coming out of high school, he was like the top... In his junior year, he was like the top player in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got a knee injury. And then his senior year, he got another knee injury.
So he's what we call, what in the, we in the business call fragile.
And then he went to Duke, and he played partially at Duke. But that a lot of that was getting his. Jason, you do that a little too well. Makes me wonder about the time you spent with the Marines. But when he played at Duke, he played some, but he didn't play a lot. But the Kings were smart enough to redshirt him.
That was almost a spit take.
Yeah. Redshirt his freshman, his rookie year and just let him get healthy.
Right.
So he's healthy, fully healthy now. He just has to get his basketball timing like back down. But there are flashes that are like, okay, he's going to be really good.
All right, Jason, get one ready for me. I'm going to go on Harry Giles right now. Harry Giles is one of the most beloved Sacramento figures on social media right now. If you're not following him on Twitter, you really need to. If you are a Sacramento person. Not even a Kings fan, just a Sacramento person.
I should follow him.
Yeah, you should. Because he's out there. He's like DeMarcus Cousins without all of the drama.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see what happens when he starts playing on the reg. But... It's gonna be interesting. The Kings at this point, by the time they tipped off Wednesday, against the same Utah Jazz, but in Utah tonight they are playing Nope. Also known as the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh, you know what I did? Like speaking of basketball, just for a second, I just heard this. Like I haven't heard the whole thing yet, but this about this conspiracy theory of Michael Jordan. and why he actually retired from basketball.
Because he was 45?
No, like
you mean the first time?
Okay. The first time
the conspiracy was about his father being killed by the mob because he owed him a bunch of money.
Right.
Yeah. So I had no idea like that this was like actually like a real conspiracy, that there's people that believe this.
Well, thanks Donald Trump for that update. Do you have anything on Ulysses Grant you want to inform us on?
He was an alcoholic.
Not a lot of people know that.
He was helping Lincoln because Lincoln had a phobia of the great General Lee. Not the General Lee though that was in Dukes of Hazzard, because right, that was a car.
It was a great car.
That was a great car.
I would have loved it when Trump was making his speech that we had last show, when he had his rally and he started talking about General Lee, and someone would have gone up and whispered in his ear, "That's the car from the Dukes of Hazzard."
That would have been
just
hilarious.
Just to watch his eyes. By the way, has anybody in the history of the world had a more acute case of anus eyes than the president does?
Oh, he has anus eyes.
Those are sure. Anus eyes.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And by the other thing is the orange makeup only. It's like a circle. It's like he puts on steampunk goggles and then they spray the orange.
What? It's he puts on makeup and he thinks that by going a shade darker, like, it makes him like look like he's tan and healthy.
I really, really want to see Donald Trump wearing steampunk goggles now.
There might be one hanging up in the White House.
If he goes to West Virginia again, if somebody in West Virginia can convince him that coal miners wear steampunk goggles, he'll put them on.
Yeah.
He loves nothing more than pretending like he drives big trucks and puts on a hard hat. All right, so we have a follow-up to a story that we brought you when it first happened a while ago. In a case that attracted national attention and local outrage, a white Rochester Hills, Michigan homeowner was convicted on Friday for shooting at a lost black teenager who showed up on his door looking for directions to school. His name's Jeffrey Ziegler. He's 53. He was found guilty by a jury in Oakland County Circuit Court of assault with intent to commit great bodily harm, less than murder, and possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony in an incident that happened back in April at his home involving 14-year-old Brennan Walker. He had been charged with assault with intent to commit murder, but Judge Wendy Potts gave jurors the option of convicting him on a lesser charge. He could still get up to 10 years in prison for the assault conviction, plus a mandatory 2 years for the firearm count. Potts revoked his bond and ordered him to jail pending sentencing in November.
Yes.
After the verdict was announced, Lisa Wright, Walker's mother, was consoled by several friends who escorted her out a back door. She sniffed and sobbed frequently during the trial, especially when surveillance camera videos of her son were played for jurors. Defense attorney Rob Morad said the prosecution did not prove an intent to murder or kill Walker, saying, "We were arguing for a felonious assault, but we were pleased that the jury agreed that there was no intent to kill. You had a couple who have had several breaking and enterings and were fearful. His wife's screams put things into motion, but he loves her and was trying to protect her. I expect he wished he had done a lot of things differently. I know he wished he had never gone outside of his house that morning or shot at a 14-year-old black kid."
Yeah, or not be a racist.
His wife needs to do his time.
She needs to do some time.
His wife needs to do his time. Because that's who this hit was on. Because she started yelling like a fucking idiot.
Right.
He was asleep.
Yeah, he woke up. His wife is screaming.
Yeah. He was in a dead sleep. His wife is screaming like a fucking...
"There's a black person at the door! There's a black person at the door! He's at the door! He's
so
at the door!"
He comes running out because she's screaming, and all the kid did was walk up to the door.
Oh. Right.
Like, he hadn't done anything aggressive.
Right.
Not one slightly thing.
She's screaming like a fucking idiot, fucking fool, and the husband just jumped up. Like, she should go to jail for him.
Well, he should go to jail too.
Yeah. He should. There's no reason to fire his gun.
He said that after he didn't realize until after he watched the videotape that he had shot at a kid, and And you know, I'm not a pass giver for these fuckers, but I think this, I really think he didn't. I really think she should go to jail for him because it was fucking her fault. All this shit was her fault.
Maybe they could go together. Yeah. Same time.
Oh, conjugal. Racist bitch.
We'll see, what it was. But yeah, if you forget, 14-year-old black teenager missed the bus to school.
He was a racist also. Let's not let him go. I mean, he still thought it was okay to shoot a black person running away from his house in the bat. He still thought that was okay.
Well, thankfully he's a bad shot.
Yeah.
Right.
But by the way, also a terrible neighbor. Cause people live across the street from him.
Yeah. But again, he was asleep. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He didn't know what had happened up until that point.
He saw a black kid running away from a black person running away from his house,
right,
and he shot.
But
at
he
him.
Did not know what had happened to that point. Is what I'm telling you.
He had to unlock his door and open his door to get out the door. I mean, like, it wasn't like there was somebody inside his house. He stepped outside of his door, looked around the corner, looked at the person running, and then shot his gun.
Right. But he doesn't know what it would.
But there is no reason that there is there any reason that would have been acceptable for him to shoot somebody in the back running away from his house.
If that guy had been in the trying to actually at the door pulling the door or trying to do something to his wife, yeah.
I mean, but the door was locked
at the point when he's running away from the house.
I would shot him right in the ass if he had been the person trying to break in.
If he had been in the house, it would have been a different story. But he was never once inside the house, and he had to go and open the door.
Are you listening to me at all?
I am. I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to give this guy any type of pass whatsoever because obviously he thought it was okay to shoot somebody in the back.
The dude was asleep. He did not know what had happened up until that point. She was screaming like a fucking fool, like the kid was in the house doing something to her. That's why he reacted the way he did.
Here's what we're learning. We're learning that Kareem being a dude trumps Kareem being a black dude.
No.
He's a dude first,
yeah,
and then a black dude. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we're just learning that.
Yeah, no. If
clarify.
No, yeah. and you're right. He might be racist, but The fact that he woke up out of a dead sleep and didn't know
that's why the judge said, okay, you can convict him of a lesser charge,
right?
And that was the right thing to do,
right? He didn't have time to get his bearings to see what he didn't have time to gather enough information to know what exactly had happened.
Well, as someone who's taken a firearm safety course, here's what I'll tell you. If you haven't gotten to that point, you shouldn't be firing your gun.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right, moving on.
This is what they do. This is what the right does. They get two guys that generally agree on the same thing to argue about something. No,
well, look,
just kidding.
Kareem has issues with white women. We know this. And,
yes.
So that's superseding the other stuff right now. Because she is definitely at fault for part of this.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that either.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying she's not at fault. I'm just saying, like,
she should. You know what she's been sentenced to? A lifetime of side eye.
Yeah, because you know he her husband wants to be her ass if he didn't already be her ass. Because he's like, bitch, if you had to just acted like you guys with goddamn sense, I wouldn't be in fucking on my way to prison.
I could just yell out the door and tell the dark person to go away.
The dark person.
Yeah,
that's what he would have said. He would have used a much more culturally offensive word that I'm not going to say, but he would have said something else.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, you up here screaming like somebody's raping you.
Yeah, but the moment you see your wife still has on the muumuu.
Yeah, right.
I don't even think
the curls in their hair.
I'm telling you, that dude didn't have time to register for any of that shit to register.
I just can't. I mean, that's probably why I don't have a gun.
Yeah,
that's probably good. Yeah. All right, moving on. So Coach Dave, normally big into the homophobia, has another cause that he's been dealing with. He said he was traveling through a TSA checkpoint recently when the Holy Spirit spoke to him and revealed that white Christian men are under demonic attack. Well, I mean, I could read on, but let's just let Coach Dave talk about it.
Can't wait. The Holy Spirit said, well, Coach, men are being sexually profiled. I said, what?
I like that the Holy Spirit calls him Coach. Not Dave. Not David.
Douchebag.
Coach. The Holy Spirit calls him Coach.
Coach douchebag.
What is the Holy Spirit on his team?
He says, "Are you watching? I'm making this dialogue up. These are the questions that are coming to me. I think it's the Holy Spirit." So, aren't you watching? Aren't you watching what's going on there in Washington, D.C. with Kavanaugh? Don't you realize that they're
Holy Spirit, Ambien, one or the other. I don't know which.
Filing particularly white men. All white men rape women. All white men are animals. All white men only care about themselves. All white men only care about their penises. Can't you see?
Okay. We do care about our penises. So there's that. And no one's saying any of these other things.
Nobody's saying
that. No one's saying that. No one's saying that. You're overstating for your ridiculous effect. Go on, Dave.
Can't you see, fellas, that we are all guilty? We are all being sexually profiled. And then I think of that scumbag up there in Minnesota, that Keith Ellison. See, he's not being sexually profiled because he'd be a Muslim. And Muslims, even though we know, I don't know about Keith Ellison, but we know that Muslims are deviants.
Okay, so we know Muslims are deviants.
What the fuck,
but we don't
man?
Know about Keith Ellison, who is a Muslim. But we know Muslims are deviants, but we don't know about him. So I didn't say that Keith Ellison was a deviant. I just said, we know Muslims are deviants. If you draw a correlation, that's on you. By the way, the Holy Spirit sounds like an asshole. I'm just guessing.
Deviants. I'll say it. I know nobody else will. They're deviants. They're sexual deviants. Not all Muslims. But Muhammad himself was a pedophile, right?
Okay. You just said Muslims are deviants and then followed it up with not all Muslims.
Oh, God.
Hashtag not all Muslims. I love how this is really an argument with himself at certain points in time. I guess him and the Holy Spirit.
Are they sexually profiling the Muslims? Are they sexually profiling the little Chinese people that come walking through, the little Japanese people? Are they sexually profiling them? Are they sexually profiling the black men that come through? No. This.
What?
Yes. Yes.
What? Oh, yes. What?
I mean, like, did you not just see the article about, I mean, the newscast about the 9-year-old that didn't grab the woman's ass? They had the cops called on him?
Haven't you heard about this Cosby fella?
Oh, my gosh.
Just throwing it out there. By the way, they're not being profiled. I mean,
no, the 9-year-old wasn't being profiled, for sure.
Not being profiled at all.
Sexually profiling the white Christian men. That's what's going on. Oh. Now, how do we let them get away with that?
Okay, how do you know it's the Christian men? How does the random profiling woman know that said man is in fact a Christian? I mean, because not all Christians wear a baseball hat with a cross on it, Dave.
No, but they wear at least a necklace.
By the way, Coach Dave has a baseball hat with a cross on it. I think he's got a home and away as well because he's got a red one and a blue one.
Ah.
So I'm just putting one and one together here.
That makes sense.
Let's go on with this conversation with the Holy Spirit. This isn't crazy at all.
Let's hear it.
Well, better yet, why do we take it? Why do we let them do that to us? Now, here's my question. You ever thought about that before? That we are daily being sexually profiled. Every one of you, white men in particular, maybe you too, Paul, maybe you too, Vinny, I don't know. Every one of us, white.
Who are Paul and Vinny?
I just want you two to know that I am not sexually profiling either one of you.
What if I took my dick out right now?
Matter of fact, I'm trying not to think. Matter of fact, I'm not trying to think of you as sexual.
Are you sure, man? Me and my schlong, like, just like hanging out, looking all sexy.
Your Mario Kart mushroom. You Trump dick. We start calling you Trump dick.
Man, stop laughing. It's a grower, not a shower, all right?
Trump dick. Trump dick.
You used to call me Tuna Can Casey.
Okay, meanwhile, as I'm looking at this video, it really almost looks like Coach Dave is doing this from inside of a bathroom stall.
Oh, it is, though.
Does he have his?
You never know when the holy shit might come along. I mean, the Holy Ghost leads to the holy shit.
Does he have his foot at the outside of his stall because he has a widespread?
Unclear.
Is he widespread?
Well, the camera is pointed up. It's at a very low angle.
Yeah.
But he's
taking a shit.
Also, there's a graphic on the bottom that says "Stop the sexual profiling of white men."
Oh, man.
He might not be taking a shit. He might be trolling for some gay sex in the bathroom.
Anything's possible.
I feel like he might be a molester.
Protestants.
You forgot about Haggerty.
Being sexually profiled by the Jezebel spirit.
The Jezebel spirit? You mean the website? Who is the Jezebel spirit? Is that Janine Garofalo?
I think so.
The Jezebel spirit.
Wasn't she a temptress from the Bible? From the first?
I don't know.
From the first Bible?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jezebel, yeah.
Yeah, I think that she was a sheik's daughter or something like that.
I think. So I'm going through this whole thing. I'm trying to find my favorite quote.
Okay, what's your favorite one?
My favorite quote in this whole thing is probably, and mostly because it takes the wrong part and makes it even more wrong, when he asks the question, are they sexually profiling the little Chinese people that come walking through? The little Japanese people, are they sexually profiling them? Which he follows with, are they sexually profiling the black men that come through?
Yes.
No, 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 no. They're sexually profiling the white Christian men. That's what's going on. By the way, how self-centered do you have to be to think everybody's sexually profiling you?
Because
I guarantee the majority of people that this guy comes in contact with spend absolutely no time thinking about him and his dick.
Probably negative time. probably like if you made them think about it, Their face would probably squidge up like and look like Sloth's face for a second from the Goonies. Like, so it's just like all crooked, like, and then like look back and then like go back like, whoop, and then just be so upset with the dude.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like if he tried to pull out his dick and masturbate in front of people, then they would be sexually profiling him.
No one is sexually profiling you.
Yeah.
Here's what women are doing. They're assessing danger. They're assessing danger. And at the rate that they're calling the cops on black guys, I think they're profiling them, too.
Yeah.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
I can't speak to the little Chinese people or the little Japanese people. What the fuck?
You know, the zipper heads.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, seriously, though. I mean, that's like, he's...
Oh, I know what he is.
He's a fucking... The only reason he said little Chinese and little Japanese is because he couldn't say the little chinks and the little Japs. Like, because he knew that that's wrong and you can't say that.
Someone told him once.
Yeah, somebody told him once. You can't call them Japs.
I still enjoy the fact that the Holy Spirit calls him Coach.
Coach Cracker.
Coach. Okay, so a Trump supporter who berated his Lyft driver with the N-word has been fired from his job.
Good. Keep him coming. Keep him coming. Get rid of these Proud Boys.
After a video of the harassment went viral, Lyft driver Sean Pepis Lettman of Brooklyn calmly filmed the 16-minute tirade by his passenger Robert Ortiz and two friends who called the New York City police after Lettman refused to turn on his radio. Let's take a listen to a little of that.
I'm sorry, this gentleman's recording me right now, and it's against New York State law to record me. I'm actually on the corner. Hello.
I can record too, buddy.
I'm actually on the corner.
I got anxiety. You done killed my shit because you want to play fucking music. You want to listen to this boring ass fucking preaching shit. Fucking motherfuckers like you.
That's the fuckers. No. Hello. No, I don't mean to.
We got in a fucking Uber cab. Just to fucking argue over fucking.
Come over
there. He's now.
No, we got no, he stopped, and he's actually recording me against my will.
I'm grateful.
I'm laughing. I'm gonna sit here and wait for the.
Williams is still the place.
There's no injuries, but I'm being.
I'm being recorded against my will.
Get the fuck out of the car.
Yeah. He literally had gotten out of the car and then got back in and got right into frame.
Get out of the car.
And by the way, you can record somebody in New York State. You just can't record them secretly.
Yeah. Somebody says, I'm recording you.
Right. Yeah. By the way, you get into an Uber or Lyft, if that driver has any sort of clue about how the world works, they're probably recording you.
Oh, yeah. And there's at some point in the video, dude points to the sign that says...
Right. That says that. These are not white guys. Just to be clear. So these not being sexually profiled... right now.
I am.
I stopped only asking for music. I don't want to have any issues or any situations, but the gentleman is recording me without my consent. So definitely I'm going to stay here until you guys get here, and I'm not getting out of his vehicle until you get here, and I'm going to start recording him until you get
this?
Here.
Oh my God, all the music.
All I did was ask for music, man. My name is Robert
The extra.
I don't know what else.
917-348-9972. I have a feeling he has a new phone number now.
And I feel racially profiled.
Yeah.
Being that we're doing this, I feel racially profiled. You want to record this? Racially profiled. Racially profiled.
You didn't have to tell us you're gay, dude.
I'm not black.
We know.
You picked the right one today. You definitely picked the right one today. And I'm not hanging up with the cops until they get here. I'm not hanging up with the cops until they get here, ma'am. I don't want to hang up with you for my safety.
Charges.
I'm in the vehicle right now.
Oh, my God. Why are you acting?
Why you took a camera?
This is the most bored I've seen a black guy look since Get Out.
My fucking anxiety is going crazy. I can end up in the hospital having a heart attack over this motherfucker don't want to play fucking music. No, I'm dead-ass serious. I'm trying to be calm. My anxiety is going crazy right now.
What is this guy on? That your anxiety is going to cause you to have a heart attack if no one puts on music? I mean, what sort of medication, we'll call it, would cause such a thing?
That's that gay Latino, or should I call him gay Latina, who thinks he's better than black people.
Yeah. He went on to say, I came out of a gay club and your driver is racist against gay people.
He picked you up from a gay club.
By the way, that's not racism.
That's homophobia. But he picked you up from a gay club.
Correct.
He did not tell you to get out of the car. He just told you he wasn't playing music.
He didn't call you a fag.
He then added.
And you were the one that, he was the one that was being called a faggot.
Yeah.
I know my legal rights as an American citizen that voted for Trump. And he also called the Lyft operator a piece of shit. In another video, call to a friend, he used the N-word multiple times.
Yeah, you gotta go.
He added,
he didn't get his ass beat.
He added that all that Black Lives Matter is bullshit. He calls the police again, while refusing to leave the car, saying, I bet you if I was black and Black Lives Matter, he would have put the music on. Fuck Black Lives Matter. Every life matters. And all I asked for was music.
Yeah. So there's this dude.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You were someone from, let's say, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's not say Iowa. Iowa's been good to the gays. You're someone from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a black Lyft driver, and an angry gay Trump supporter. What do you do? What do you do? Who do you rant on social media is in the wrong here?
Well, if you do it right, this is the way you do it.
Okay.
You let the Latino guy call the cops so the cops can come shoot the black guy, and then call ICE immediately afterwards so they can come and arrest and deport him.
Is that how you lay it on your Facebook post?
That's how I would put it out.
Okay.
I mean, like, that's what that guy thinks.
Here's a representative from Lyft sent a statement to Yahoo Lifestyle. The behavior exhibited in this video is deeply concerning. Lyft is committed to maintaining an inclusive and welcoming community, and discriminatory behavior is unacceptable. We temporarily deactivated both passenger and driver accounts while we investigated the situation. After reviewing all sides, we reactivated Mr. Lettman's account within hours and permanently disabled the passenger account. We have also reached out to Mr. Lettman to express our support. Now, anticipating a potential lawsuit, Lettman has launched a GoFundMe page called Insulted But Not Broken, in which he wrote, "When my mother died, she taught me a very important lesson, which was always useful, but more now than ever. She taught patience, humble, and calm will get you through anything. As a father of two, my single means of providing for my wife and children is driving a rideshare, accommodating people from all walks of life, all of which I treat with the utmost respect. After all, I must provide for my family." As of a week ago, he had raised nearly $26,000, which was past the $20,000 goal. Let's check in on it now. It's to $46,000.
Good for this guy. Hope he can take his family out on a nice vacation and then invest some money.
Yeah.
Man, like, so, you know what I'm surprised of? Like, if I was a New York PD, like, if I was any police department, just because they need some good PR right now, what I would do, as soon as I get one of these Cornerstone Patty or Latino Larry calls,
Latino Larry,
when I get one of these calls, I'd be like, Yo, Chuck, listen, we got a PR event out here. We got a guy calling a black guy again. Get out there and just show him how good we are, and, like, you know, tell the person calling the cops on the black person to go fuck themselves. All right, cool. Like, really, like, they can turn this into such a PR info campaign of, like, white people being stupid and calling the cops. You know what I mean? Like, they should be looking at that. You can take that idea, NYPD.
Now, Ortiz's former employer, CityMD, a medical clinic, wrote in a Facebook comment, "This is to confirm that this individual was terminated and is no longer employed by or affiliated with CityMD in any capacity." And according to Instinct Magazine, because Ortiz shared his phone number with a 911 operator and it was recorded on video, he received so many harassing calls that he changed his number. So,
what you get, you dumbass?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
So that happened. Meanwhile, in Tennessee, someone wrote that Facebook post, Jason. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man, I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I mean, Jason, you know, fathers and sons can really get into some scuffles every now and again, right?
Oh, yeah. I had a intense conversation with my father-in-law this last week.
There you go. Did this happen? A Tennessee dad tried to kill his son with a chainsaw. So his son ran over him with a lawnmower.
I can't tell you how close that actually came to happening at my house this week.
I know. It's a good thing you have a very small yard. A man who police say was run over with a lawnmower while trying to kill his son with a chainsaw has had to have his leg amputated.
Get the fuck out of here.
The Bristol Courier, Herald Courier reports that a warrant for 76-year-old Douglas Ferguson couldn't be served until Tuesday because of the severity of his injuries. Now, according to a Sullivan County Sheriff's Office release, officers called to a home back in June found Ferguson bleeding from his leg and head. A preliminary investigation indicated that he tried to attack his son with a running chainsaw while his son mowed the yard. Detectives say the father and son had an ongoing feud.
Wow.
Shit.
Ferguson is charged with attempted second-degree murder and violating probation.
Wow.
Right?
Second degree murder and violating probation.
Wow. Chainsaw is serious business.
Man. When I worked at this place called the Scare Grounds when I was like 17, I got to play like a Jason character and have a chainsaw.
Right.
Without the chain on. But it was like a real chainsaw, so it sounded... My favorite thing was running up into the people with that chainsaw because it sounded and looked just like a chainsaw, and they didn't... It was before those things were normal.
Sure.
I guess, like, this was 30 years ago. Scare grounds types of things like this weren't that common. Yeah, chainsaws are no joke.
By the way, if you go to a Portland Timbers game, Timber Joey...
Does he have one?
He has a chainsaw, and when the Timbers score a goal, he slices off a large hunk of log. Which is then given to the player that scored the goal. Here's what else Timber Joey does during the game. He will wander around the stadium in the front row, and he will rev the chainsaw, which, by the way, has a chain on it. Just FYI. I mean, he's clearly careful, as no one has been dismembered in Portland at a soccer game, but there's that. All right, Kareem, here's some bad news for you. I know black don't crack, but ginger people age better according to science. That's right. Redheads age significantly less are significantly less likely to age badly, according to a study conducted by Erasmus University in Rotterdam, who discovered the gene that keeps people looking young is the same one that's responsible for red hair and skin.
Hey, hold on a second.
Not your red skin.
No. I just, this was done in Rotterdam.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that the people that like wear like red hair, fair skin, kind of like originated like the Norwegian. Like
that's Rotterdam is not in Scandinavia.
It's right below it, right?
It's right below it. You know what's right below that? Africa.
Okay. Oh, South Carolina. Yeah. No, but that's the Dutch still. That's the Dutch. Okay. Rotterdam is the Dutch still.
Okay.
Right? Like that's the Rotterdam. That's right. Yeah. I know it's South Africa. No. But that's still the Dutch.
Could you let Kareem talk?
Sorry.
Okay. Gingers are ugly kids. They hit about 16, and then the girls are hit about 16, and then they start to come into their own. And then, and by the time they're about 21, 22, genders are hot. And then they get about 55, and then they go back to the ugly kid that they were.
Well, according to their findings, those who carry a variation of the MC1R gene responsible for red hair look around 2 years younger than they actually are.
We're talking about 2 years.
Talking about 2 years. The research was first published in the journal Current Biology and serves to highlight one of the hidden benefits of being ginger.
Man, if I shaved tomorrow, I'd look like I was 30.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, like, I don't trust this. I need to see the science on this.
Yes.
In Current Biology.
Yes. If I shaved tomorrow.
Oh, and it's in the Irish Post, and I'm like, come on, this is so biased.
Of course it's in the...
so biased. It's
like, Jason Casey is calling the Irish Post biased.
Yes, because it's about, it's like, of course they're looking for like...
You don't look like you'd fit in with this crowd, boy.
If I shave tomorrow, I look like I'm supposed to be in basic training.
Oh, man. If I shave tomorrow, I look like I was fat. I had somebody tell me the other day, they saw a picture of me and they're like, my ID, and they're like, oh, you've lost a lot of weight since this picture. I'm like, no, I grew a beard.
So, commenting on the findings of the time, Dr. Manfred Kaiser, professor of genetic identification, noted that the study...
His name's Kaiser! How can it be even more on the head of his goal?
Explains in part why some people look older and others look younger for their age. Looking young for one's age has been a desire since time immemorial. The desire is attributable to the belief that appearance reflects health and fecundity. Yeah, there you go. The study is the third of its kind to identify a link between the gene and the skin aging, including a study of 530 middle-aged women in France. And it's not the first time the genetic benefits of ginger hair have been highlighted either. Previous research revealed how redheads are able to produce their own vitamin D, meaning they're significantly less likely to develop conditions like rickets. It also lessens the likelihood of diabetes, asthma, and arthritis. What say you, Wheezy?
My sister was a redhead and she had asthma.
clearly one of the weak ones.
Oh man.
I'm only ginger in the beard.
Fire crotch.
No. It's just literally it's only my
prove
beard.
It.
What if I brought it down to the stubble and you can't tell?
Prove it. Let's see it. Fire crotch. Oh my god. Remember that was like the worst thing you could say to a redhead?
Oh yeah,
kid?
So
like
the Lindsay Lohan.
Oh man.
I think that's why Brazilian waxing got so popular. Meanwhile, in the heartland, an Iowa man trashed the hospital while being treated for consuming a Tide Pod.
Oh yes.
Oh god.
Mm-hmm. He's accused of trashing more than $7,500 in medical equipment during a rampage earlier this month. As detailed in a court affidavit, Brandon McVeigh became out of control while being treated at around 1 a.m. in the critical care unit of Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. When police arrived at the facility, McVeigh was pinned to the ground by security. A nurse subsequently told police that the hospital staff were treating him in critical care for eating a Tide Pod. So he's smart. At one point, he got out of bed and started throwing and breaking things in the room, yelling loudly. He then went in the hallway, began to throw and break other items. Investigators estimated that McVeigh damaged or destroyed 4 desktop computer systems, leaving broken glass everywhere inside the critical care unit. The hospital cops added faced a bill of more than $7,500 to replace the items damaged and to clean up the unit. McVeigh was charged with felony criminal mischief and booked into the local jail. He was later released on $5,000 bail. Because he's smart. When little kids eat a Tide Pod, I'm like, When a teenager does it, I'm like, When a 26-year-old does it, I'm like, you've had too much to drink, sir.
Yeah, you should have. You're an idiot.
You've had too much. Too much. Meanwhile, in Seattle, a federal jury has awarded $5 million to a man who was fired from Mercedes-Benz of Seattle after cancer surgery.
What?
Yep. He was fired from Mercedes-Benz of Seattle after receiving a prosthetic voice box after cancer surgery. He was awarded nearly $5 million by the jury on Thursday, one of the largest disability verdicts in recent years. Troy Coachman was a 14-year employee of the Mercedes-Benz dealership when he was diagnosed with cancer and underwent a laryngectomy at the end of 2014. I think I got that. Laryngectomy?
Mm-hmm.
Laryngectomy. According to documents filed in the disability discrimination and wrongful termination lawsuit brought in U.S. District Court. By the beginning of 2015, Coachman had been cleared by his physicians to return to his job as finance director for the Mercedes-Benz dealership, and the general manager put him on the schedule. Unable to speak due to his surgery, Coachman breathed through a hole in his neck and communicated using a prosthetic speaking device while he recovered. Almost all of his fellow employees expected him to return to work after the surgery and recovery. Just after returning to work, though, Coachman visited the dealership and ran into the owner, Al Monjazeb. And the two shook hands, talked briefly. Coachman was still recovering and on voice rest, according to his attorneys. The lawsuit and trial documents allege that his boss, based on that single meeting, decided that Coachman could no longer do his job. The lawsuit and trial documents indicate that the car dealer repeatedly refused to meet again with Coachman and told his managers not to discuss his employment status with him when he returned to the office in January of 2015. According to the trial briefs and documents filed before trial, he fired him by email, explaining privately that the man's voice box would be unappealing to customers.
He should get punched in the throat.
That violated both the Washington Law Against Discrimination and the Americans with Disabilities Act. Mercedes-Benz of Seattle has declined to comment when they were called. Coachman's lawyer said the verdict is a tremendous victory for our client and our community. Our client showed courage by refusing to be treated as a person less deserving and less worthy of the opportunity to work. He's found other work. He's currently working as the finance director for Larson Automotive Group in Fife, Puyallup, and Tacoma. So, what the fuck? You have a guy who worked for you for 14 years. You meet with him one time, and you just go, oh, well, this is going to be off-putting. You never have a conversation about where does your recovery go from here?
Yeah.
Is this going to be a long-term thing? None of that?
Can I put you in a different position?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's going to be problematic, too.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problematic thing as well with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Because as finance director, if he can speak even through a voice box and he can still do the work, you can't tell him he can't do the work.
Yeah, if his doctor's cleared him,
right.
If his doctor's cleared him to go back to work and perform his regular duties of his job,
mm-hmm.
then they can't really do shit about it.
How do you not have a after 14 years, how do you not at least have the common courtesy to have that conversation with a guy and say, hey, man, what's...
Happens when you're an asshole. You do that when you're an asshole.
Well, I mean, he's a Mercedes dealer.
In the throat.
Yeah. I wonder... Yeah. Man.
After surgery. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, where are we with time here? Okay. We're not gonna go super long. We're going to skip over Florida. Kareem, did you still want to bitch about something?
Yes.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Kareem.
Okay, if you're a sports announcer or a sports personality doing analysis on ESPN, FX, any of those shows, if you're an ex-athlete, it is not your job to advocate for somebody else to be paid. It's your job to tell the truth and the facts. Fuck you, Stephen A. Smith. You call yourself a Steelers fan, but you don't know shit about the Steelers. And Max Kellerman, you need to shut the fuck up, too, when you talk about the Steelers. Le'Veon Bell has not been paid by the Steelers, not because they didn't offer him a fair contract, but because he smoked weed. He is a failed or missed drug test away from being suspended for the season.
Well, they don't have to pay him then.
So, therefore, you're not getting a fully guaranteed contract. Also, the Steelers don't do business that way anyway. They don't give you fully guaranteed money up front, but they do convert your salary into bonuses usually at the beginning of the next year. If you actually paid a fucking attention to the Steelers, as you're supposed to be a fucking fan, then you would know that that's how they do business. Everybody gets their money. They don't usually cut people that they sign for a long term. They usually just convert the money in different ways so that it doesn't hit the cap. So, he's not Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley doesn't have any issues in his history. Todd Gurley didn't wait until the playoff, the AFC Championship game, to tell the team that he had an injury. Not that he didn't tell them before the game. No, he said it two series into the fucking game and took the heart out of the team. So, he's a selfish asshole. And James Conner has performed in his absence. But you don't want to talk about the James Conner's numbers, compare him to Le'Veon's, to show that he is replaceable. So, Le'Veon, if you don't come back, we don't give a fuck as Steelers fans. We'll be just fine. We can take that $15 million that we're paying you and sign a fucking cornerback and an inside linebacker for next year so we can have a complete team with people that want to be on the fucking team. And everybody who's supposed to be a national expert on shit, you might want to learn how all the shit works as opposed to what the fucking little topic that you're talking about on that day so that you can add some context to the shit that you're talking about. That goes for the people on The View, the people on Morning Joe, the people on Fox News. Get some fucking context about the shit you're talking about.
That's good. Jason?
What was that ranting about?
People complaining about no power.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking... These fucking people. So, people might not know it because they're not from Sacramento or in the Sacramento area, but there's been high winds throughout the Sacramento Valley going up into the hills. So much so that PG&E cut off power to about 140, 150 people in the El Dorado Hills area. El Dorado County area. 150 residents, all right? Or houses or businesses. I just want to say, like, you can't have it both fucking ways, people. All right, you can't fucking have it both ways. You can't have a company be held responsible for hundreds of thousands of acres of fire damaged areas and billions of dollars worth of damage because of trees that grow getting caught up in a power line and causing a fire during high winds. You can't be you can't then be upset when they turn off the power when winds are going 50 to 60 miles an hour. You can't fucking be upset about it. You gotta be like, oh, I guess this is where I live and this is where we're at. No, what you can do is think about climate change and fucking do, like, realize that shit fucking really happens because they didn't used to have to do this type of shit. Because the drought is so fucking bad in those areas, and they're so, like, just, I'm just fucking tired of it. Like, people think that they can have one and the other. You can't. You can't have it fucking both ways. You can't have it. If you're gonna hold a company that provides power to millions of people, if you're gonna hold them, like, you cannot get mad when they cut off power to 150 people to prevent a huge fire that they'll be liable for. Get the fuck out of here, all you. Get the fuck out. And all the other people, all you 51st State Jefferson people, because that's where you fucking live up there, and all tourists, another place that'll be fucking hit, I'm sure, one day with these types of outages, because this is what happens when you... Damn. Yeah, fuck them all. Fuck all of them. And fuck PG&E, too. I'm not even a fan of like, I'm fucking upset that I'm getting upset for PG&E, because they're fucking assholes, too. You know what I mean? Like...
Oh, I do.
Fuck, man. Fuck. Fuck, fuck. Fuck everyone.
All right. I have a grievance as well. Why am I just finding out that Sting and Shaggy did a collaborative album?
Because you should... Why?
Why did I just find this out?
I don't know why you just found this out.
This fucking thing happened in April and nobody told me. No one told me. Of course it came out on 420.
I didn't tell you?
No.
Sorry.
No. No one fucking told me that Sting and Shaggy put out a collaborative album.
I watched them on either Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon. One of the two.
Yeah, I just saw, like, something on, like, they just did some type of perspective on the album. Like, I just saw something about this album a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Did you mention it to me?
I didn't realize you were a Shaggy fan.
We're ready to go, right? So, quick Shaggy story. Back when I used to work at Mervyn's, every year at our company Christmas party, I would bring our store manager out into the middle of the floor and have the DJ play Mr. Boombastic, and I would dirty dance for her.
Nice. And
I would magic mic her.
Here's my other grievance. They're coming to San Francisco on a Friday during ratings period. Ratings for TV start on the 25th. They're there on the 26th. I'm not going to be able to go.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Sorry.
And I didn't even know.
Sorry.
Unbelievable.
I didn't realize that you were that into Shaggy.
Well, I mean, what is there been to be into for the past, like, 15 years? It's like, and they're going to Russia. They're touring Russia. Unbelievable.
That's a bad sign.
They're going everywhere. They're going everywhere. But they've got to do San Francisco on a goddamn Friday. You know what a pain in the ass it is to get into San Francisco on a Friday? I mean, even if I could get the day off.
Catch the tray.
Fucking.
Why aren't they coming to the Golden One?
They're playing the Masonic in San Francisco. They're not even playing a big...
That's how, that should just tell you everything you need to know about this tour.
Dude, they had a gig tonight, as we're recording this, at Harrah's Resort, Southern California, in Funner, California.
Where the fuck is Funner?
Exactly.
That's Rincon. I think it's Rincon. Like Harris, right? They must have changed the name of Rincon to Fun Center.
Hold on. Okay, it's in Valley Center, California.
Yeah, that used to be the Rincon Harris.
Yes.
That is so funny. Seriously?
Yeah, that's what they call it. I just Googled it. And, yeah.
So they rebranded.
Clearly.
Why would you rebrand with a shitty name like that? Fun Center?
Funner, California.
Funner, California. Like, Rincon, it was like an Indian tribe. Oh,
yes, it is. I'm zooming out to try and find anything close to this.
Yeah, it's just called Harrah's Resort, Southern California now.
It's just northwest of Hellhole Canyon Preserve.
Oh, we did jobs out there. I got a ticket right outside that area.
Out in Hellhole Canyon?
Yeah.
It's down in the San Diego area, yeah?
North of San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah. North County. North County. Yeah.
So that was mine. Anyway, you ever heard the saying, if you love something, set it free? If it comes back to you, it was meant to be?
Yeah.
Well, sometime a couple of years ago, Paul Kellner and his family noticed they'd lost a canoe, either to thieves or Lake Superior, so they set it free. Now, sometime during the storm last week, the canoe returned. One of Paul and Deb's two teenage sons came back bounding into the house amid the gales to pronounce, "Dad, the canoe's back!" "It's the weirdest thing," Kellner said. Laid up in his living room overlooking a chocolate Lake Superior still rolling with waves on Thursday. He's on crutches, by the way. He's fresh from ankle surgery to repair injuries dating back to his soccer playing days.
Clean up.
"Do I think the lake spit it back out?" he wondered. "No. I like to think it's aliens, because why not have fun with it?"
What? Get the fuck out of here.
He's just fucking with people. So, if you love your canoe, set it free.
Aliens, man.
Alright, let's wrap this up.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Part two of Speak Out. "I'm sick of landlords crying about property taxes when they just pass the bill to cash-strapped renters. Property taxes go up $40 a month for a whole property, but all four apartments get $50 rent increases. Wages haven't gone up, but poor slumlords feel sorry for."
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, true that.
"Hey, the governor has decided that weather is driving people out of New York State, not the SAFE Act, not high taxes, not oppressive APA rules, not lack of cell service, safety issue, not unfunded mandates to locals, not. Yeah, right! By the way, I left New York because the weather sucked. Jason, you've been to upstate New York.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why people leave. Yeah. It sucks.
I do have a dream. In Sackett's Harbor, there's this theater that just was turned into a wedding venue.
Oh.
But it was beautiful. It had a beautiful... It was for sale for like $400,000, and it had like a five-bedroom house on top of the theater. Like, it was just beautiful. In Sackett's... I mean, like... Anyhow. I wouldn't mind doing something like that. Living somewhere like that, because...
Well, yeah, on the second floor, you'd be above the snow.
Exactly.
"Hey, more and more dog walkers at Katyville Rec Park are either ignoring leash laws or missing the sign at the park entrance near the road. Is there any chance of getting additional signs located at each of the trailheads?" I don't think the signs are your problem, dude.
No.
And finally, "It's okay if the city bans plastic straws, but I, for one, will not drink from a reusable glass without one. There are plenty of good places to eat outside the city. Just one more reason not to go into Plattsburgh."
I can't believe that the idea of not using a plastic straw is so fucking horrible to so many fucking people.
Oh, yeah.
I do not fucking get it. I don't get it. Like, I don't. You guys are fucking idiots and assholes and jerk-offs and fucking cocksuckers.
I actually had one of the new...
Starbucks
cups. Hey, it works great.
Yeah, it's fucking fine, man. Don't give it, like... Don't be a fucking asshole. That's the number one thing. Just don't be an asshole.
It is the mantra of the show.
And like, complaining about not using a straw because it's polluting the earth in a way that, like...
Look, if you've ever seen video of someone using pliers to pull a plastic straw out of a sea turtle's nostril, you wouldn't be such a dick about it. I'm just saying.
It's a simple thing you can do, man. It's a simple thing you can do. Like, get the fuck out of here.
And by the way, everybody's like, oh, in California you can't have straws anymore. No. They just don't automatically give them to you.
Yeah, and not just that. This is like part of the... It should just go to show you how many cities and how many people really think that, like, this climate change thing is really a real thing.
Well, even if you don't give a shit about climate change, how about a fucking sea turtle who has a plastic straw jammed so far up their nostril that someone has to use pliers to pull it out? Do you not give a shit about animals?
I heard they taste good.
I don't know about turtles. Sea turtle's probably tough.
They're very muscular and dense.
Very dense.
Fibrous.
That's true. All right, I'm still not over not hearing about this Sting and Shaggy album. I've got some catching up to do, clearly.
Sorry.
Now I have plans for the weekend.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that's a wrap for us. Apologies for the power outage in the middle there. We'll... I'm sure it sounded fine.
You won't even know what happened.
No, yeah, you will. You're going to know what happened. Have a great weekend, everybody, and don't be an asshole.
Yeah, it's easy.
That's all we ask of you. Next week, more fun and unless something heavy falls on me, I guess.
Something might happen.
You never know.
You never know. And the moment you say you don't, like, you do know...
Mm-hmm, you don't.
It just shows you don't.
Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't.
You're right.
All right, we're going to wrap this up with a little Sting and Shaggy. This is Don't Make Me Wait. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye. Of you and I. Just tell me where I need the sign. Because I've been searching for a while, girl. And I know what works for me. This is what you want, girl. 'Cause I'm already where I need to be. So don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. True love, true love, true love you. I can't wait no longer. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. True love, true love, true love you. I don't wanna rush and I don't wanna take my time. I'm putting everything on the line. They say that true love's hard to find. I'm ready now to make you mine. Don't make me wait, baby now, baby now.